Welcome to the Super Chunky Podcast with your host, Christian Burt. Welcome back. Today is September 16th, 2018, and this is episode 6. Apologies for such a gap in episodes. It's been a crazy summer on my part. Seems every time we'd go to schedule a recording session, something would pop up and change all my plans. But we're back, and hopefully we can get back to a regular recording schedule. In this episode, Christy and I were heading to a Knit the River cruise on the St. Croix River here in Minnesota, hosted by a local yarn store, Darn Knit Anyway, located in Stillwater, Minnesota. We hadn't been able to hang out in months, so we took the opportunity to record a session since we knew we'd be catching up in the car both there and on the way back. So I apologize for the audio quality. We recorded in the car as we drove, so you'll hear some noise and the occasional GPS instruction. We are also missing the first few minutes of the recording due to a user glitch. Well, me. I was the user glitch. So enjoy, and we'll see you next time.
Just because this gameplay has been, I don't know what adjective to use, but I'm kind of rooting for Tyler.
Yeah.
But I don't dislike anybody left in the house enough to be terribly sad about any of them winning, I don't think.
Right.
Well, Brett's dead gone now, so I don't have to be wishy-washy about him anymore. He's just, yeah. So who is left? Tyler, Angela. She's interesting, too.
Yeah, I don't care for her. I'm like, everybody that's... Like, I even liked JC at first, and now some of the stuff he said, I'm like, nope, I don't like you either.
Yeah, Casey...
Her... Yeah. All of them, I'm just all meh.
Yeah.
Like, just bring me back Celebrity Big Brother. Just get rid of normal Big Brother. Just give me Celebrity Big Brother.
Great. Yeah, well, I think it's one thing that I've kind of liked in a way for just this season in general is that the people in the house, for the most part, especially in these later weeks, seem to just all get along.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of nice that there's not like,
right.
You know, like there's gameplay
right.
dissension, but not like actual, like, we hate you. And,
right.
You know.
What I really miss, and I think I've been noticing a lot in the past few seasons, is Big Brother is usually typically pulling beautiful young people.
Yeah.
I miss the older seasons where it was a wide range of ages,
yeah.
of types.
Well, and like the one or two people that they had like that were out, you know.
Right away.
What's his face? Steve was gone like instantly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's pretty, well, like Scotty, he seemed really, you know, sort of like geeky
yeah.
And whatever, he is all that, but he's also really good at challenges.
Yes, he was.
It was like, there was one of them that I could not believe he pulled that out against all these other,
oh yeah,
like, you know, really athletic guys and, you know, the bros and stuff. And so I was really impressed. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, where'd the geek go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now he's a jock.
And then Project Runway is coming back to Bravo.
All right.
Without Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn, and I think most of the judges.
I don't know how this is going to work.
Right.
I mean, like, the... Well, they're different... Well, this was... The All-Stars ones, where What's-Her-Face is the host. Her name is totally escaping me, but, you know, from Who's the Boss? I can remember...
Melissa Milano.
Thank you. I remember almost everything about her.
I almost said Judith Light, and I'm like, that's probably not right.
No. Judith Light was on HBO.
Tony Danza.
That would be fun.
Right.
Can he replace Tim Gunn?
It should be Alyssa and him.
Yeah, well, that would be fun.
Yeah.
I don't know about Project Runway without Tim Gunn.
Right. Like, well, and apparently they're going to be doing something all together on Amazon.
Okay.
So I don't know what that is yet, but yeah, it was a big, the morning show that I listened to, they were talking about how Andy Cohen made this huge announcement. They made it such a big deal, like advertising everywhere. And then like a week or so later, they announced that they're leaving, that they're not coming back with the show. Mm-hmm. So I think it was after the fact that something happened and they're like, nope, we're done. Because Bravo would not have done such a big announcement if they were leaving.
Right.
So that's interesting.
Huh. Or they would have done a completely different announcement.
Yeah. Right.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. But Celebrity Big Brother is coming back. They have announced that. So
curious to see who they're going to get.
I know. Can Ross go back in?
Right.
Because
actually, let's put either Rue or Michelle Visage back in there. Let's put them in there.
That would be all right.
Because Michelle did Britain's or Europe's or whatever. Celebrity Big Brother.
Okay.
Against Paris Hilton. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the one thing. No, Paris. The talk show guy.
Oh, yeah.
Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
I hate that his name is so...
Right?
Yeah.
I got some spam from Perez Hilton the other day.
I got spam from Donald Trump.
Ew.
I was like, thanks for supporting me. And I'm like, I didn't.
I mean, we're trying not to probably get too political on the show. But,
right.
No.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Then I got something from somebody else that was like, thanks for supporting me. I'm like, I don't even know who you are.
I get a lot of that.
Yeah.
So.
Like you have the wrong email.
Yeah. I get, there was someone who kept sending me her, like, air flights itineraries to my Comcast account.
Oh.
Because it was close enough to her
right.
Comcast account address.
Well, earlier this summer, out of the blue, I was getting, like, hundreds a day of congratulations on your wedding planning. Here, you know, we are a boutique hotel. We are a caterer. We are a florist. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I did not sign up for any of this.
Thanks.
So then I'm looking at my girls and I'm like, which one of you started to look at wedding planning? Because on my email's the catch-all account for our home accounts.
Okay.
So I'm like, if they mistyped their own name or something, sure. Then yep. It would have came to me.
Right.
Like, yeah, no. No bueno. What other shows do we watch? Oh, Great British Baking.
Yeah, so I just started watching the Great British Baking Show based on what's available on Netflix last night. So Collection 1 apparently is Season 5. So so there's some history stuff that obviously, because like there's a 17-year-old girl, Martha, on there who, whoa. But she's like, but it's Paula Mary. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Right.
So I'm guessing if I had seen the previous four seasons, that would be more meaningful to me, or if I was British. I'm not sure which, but...
Have you seen the previous Great British Baking Show?
No.
This is the one you started.
The two episodes I saw last night were the very first two episodes I've ever seen.
Is it with the new people, the new season, or the first season?
It's the fifth season.
Which is the first season on Netflix, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. So you're starting with the original crew. Good.
Okay. I don't know what I'm doing.
Paul and Mary and the two female hosts.
Yes,
they are the best.
Okay, all right.
And then we got
one is funny. I don't know any of their names other than Paul and Mary now. Yeah, but the like dark haired lady.
Yes,
she's hilarious. Yeah,
they both are. They'll both. One of them in one of the seasons.
I was knitting, so I didn't really always know who was talking.
My gosh, in one episode, it's not like ruining anything, but she's leaning on the table talking to the person, and she all of a sudden stops and she looks and she goes, I'm crushing your biscuits, aren't I?
Oh, no. Oh,
but one of the things that I heard from behind the scenes, which when you watch the episodes is amazing, because you don't realize this is happening, is that whenever anybody started to have a meltdown because something didn't go right or whatever, Mel and what's the other one's name? The two hostesses, whatever.
Yeah.
They would start cussing.
Oh.
Because they can't use any of that footage if there's swear words in it. So they would just go to that person and they would start cussing around them. And then it's like, if you think about it, how could you stay upset if somebody is around you just throwing out curse words?
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Because they were like, nope, this is hard on you. You don't need the extra stress of knowing that there's cameras watching you break down. We'll just start cussing around you.
That's
I'm like,
kind
that's
amazing.
Brilliant. So, but yeah, the new one.
I have to remember that if I ever need to be the host or judge of something.
Right, like, just start cussing. But apparently the controversy with this latest season is that because Mary, so the whole deal of why they're gone is, so they have the show on BBC and then Channel 4 bought the show or they whatever.
Okay.
And Paul went, but Mel and the other hostess and Mary were like, no, we've worked hard to build this on the BBC. We're not going over to Channel 4. Mm-hmm. And I think they were all a little bit peeved that Paul went with, you know. But then they got this other judge, female judge in, and her whole thing that was an uproar was that she wanted to, like, eliminate the fatty, sugary sweets and, you know, do more healthy foods and healthy alternatives. And,
well, how's
and
that like, work with baking?
I know, and people are like, but that's what we watch for. We want to see the, you know, gorgeous pies and cakes and things.
Right.
And then the two hosts is a man and a woman now. And so I'm like, I tried watching, I watched part of the first episode and I just couldn't.
That left onto St. Croix Trail North.
Hey, it said St. Croix right.
Yeah, that's good.
Before it was Croix.
Yes, that's right. That is right. I forgot about that. So something. Well, and, oh, another thing. So when I was...
onto St. Croix Trail North.
When I was going to MGS last weekend, so all the way... you know, south on 35E, it didn't really screw up the whole like 35E 6 or 94 interchange thing there, where sometimes it tells you to get on 94 even though you really want to stay on 35E. Right. It did that correctly this time.
Wow,
it was really nice. So because I've been wondering how to like send feedback on that, because right. It's really confusing when you just want to stay on 35E and it tells you to get on 94 and I'm like, what?
Right.
Because then you can get into a place where it's, you don't want to be.
Speaking of feedback, So a distant relative of mine...
destination is on your right. Croix Boat and Packet Company.
...contacted me through Family Search to do collaboration on her father.
Okay.
And some of the information in there was not quite correct. And so, and there were people connected, so I connected the person, and I found her father's biological mother, who's my... second cousin or first cousin once removed, or second cousin, something like that. But in Family Search, she's listed as, somebody tagged her as deceased. I'm like, no, she is very much alive. So I have to go in and like
destination is on your right.
Feedback that and be like, she's still alive.
Yeah, there's a reason why I don't really use the Family Search tree.
Yeah, I don't either. Well, and people can be snarky in there. I got a message from somebody. The title just said, "You're so wrong." And I was like, excuse me?
Wow.
Wow.
Well, my first complaint about the Family Search trees is that it keeps prompting me to add my husband.
Right.
Of which I have none. So, and it just, it always, you know, just has this big blank spot there.
Right.
Like, you could just remove that unless I want to add one.
Right.
Because, I mean, I'm getting tempted to make someone up.
Yeah. Well, and I talk to people, like, when I do, not on other things like on Family Tree DNA matches or some of these other, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm on Ancestry. Oh, I won't use Ancestry. And they just go off. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, but.
At least on Ancestry, works. I'm in charge of my own tree.
Yeah. So, that was fun. Nice when we finally got breeze on that cruise.
Yes. Still, I kind of wish I'd brought something other than bolt in it.
Right. But
lesson learned.
Yeah. And getting hatching eggs and Pokemon stuff was amazing.
Yes. So, how many did I must have hatched like 12 eggs.
Yeah.
Total. I think I have a couple more that are really close, but that's...
Turn right on
the end. No, I don't know what I have.
Right.
Recording with really high air conditioning.
That's all right. It's constant noise. I might be able to filter that out.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'll disclaimer and say, hey,
your audio's not that great.
But it was nice to see some of the old double U folk.
Yeah.
And get to hang out with them.
Yeah, there were, what, six of us sitting at a table together?
Yeah. And the food was good.
Hard to eat with the wind blowing my hair in my face.
Yes.
That was a bit of a challenge.
Oh,
you were dealing with that too?
Keep right in that just
my
6
I was with all my short hair. No, my mustache kept getting in my mouth. That's why. There you go.
Yeah.
It's like I was in hot weather yesterday at Renfest, and I took a shower, and I was like, as soon as I get home, I'm gonna need to take another shower. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Then the boat was stopped, and we weren't sure what was happening.
Right, which now I'm, you know, we got back on time, so right. I'm guessing that they really were just sort of treading water to
give us the time. Yeah.
But, you know, like when I've been on cruises like that before, that were about the same length of time, like, you know, what was that, two and a half hours?
Yeah, 2.5
You know, the sort of 2.5 to 3. Sometimes they'll go one way, go up for a while, and then go back, and then come back, and then go down the other way, or, you know, whatever. This one only went down and back. It didn't go up and back at all.
Right.
So, I don't know. But
I much preferred, though, the afternoon one, because I've been on a night cruise, and oh, the bugs when you're going to get off the dock is just crazy.
Yeah, see, the one that I went to that was in the evening for this wedding that I went to a few years ago was in October.
Oh,
so
there you go.
It was not content. It was a beautiful day. It was amazing how good the weather was that day
from
being October. But it was gorgeous, and pretty much no bugs left at that point.
Yeah.
So it was pretty nice. I don't remember bugs being a thing. And it may have been on that same boat that we were just on. I'm not totally sure. I have to go check my invitation.
Right.
Or wherever I put all that stuff from a few years ago.
But note to selves, if we need to hatch a lot of eggs or catch Pokemon or get a lot of candy,
take a riverboat cruise. Yeah, I finished. I needed to get my EV walked 5 kilometers or whatever, and I was sitting at, I don't know, two miles. Maybe I got to about 3 before we got on the boat. But I not only finished that one, but I had to start a second one for another research project. Got that one up to like 3.
Right.
So.
And I had 7 eggs sitting there, and all of them hatched.
Yep, I had 9. All 9, plus another 3 that were in my gifts.
Yep.
I was able to hatch. And then, yeah, I had 2 more that opened from gifts that are probably darn close to hatching.
Right.
So,
ooh, I'm ready for a nap now.
So, yeah, that's an easy way to put on your kilometers.
Yeah. Then you just sit there.
Maybe for a riverboat cruise. Or find someone who will take you out on their boat.
Yeah. Leslie, I don't know if you listen to our podcast, but we're looking at you.
Right. Do they have a pontoon? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
I think they do.
Need a, you know, canopy of some kind, though, because the sun, just a few times when the sun was hitting me, because we were kind of sitting on the edge of the boat, like, covered, but the sun would get in on the side sometimes, so I was like, woo!
Actually, I don't think she has a pontoon. I think she has something else.
Oh, maybe.
We'll just make them drive slow.
Yeah,
right. Oh, man.
Saw a pair of bald eagles flying around.
Yeah, that was cool.
I think that was when Carly came by and said hi. I'm like, oh, look, eagles.
Yep.
I usually see them when I'm on the riverboat, at least one in a tree or something, but usually I'm not knitting.
Right.
So usually when I've gone on these cruises, we're just sitting around talking and drinking or whatever and not you know, actually looking at something else.
Right.
Just, you know. So, but she came by to admire our polka hunting while on the boat.
Yeah. And one of our friends won a door prize.
Yay.
So that was good.
Congrats, Judy.
Yep.
Helped Judy find our podcast on her podcast.
Oh, platform. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. She's like, find it.
Find it.
Okay. I didn't remember what the name of it was.
Oh, my God. It's been that long.
Right? I'm like, what do we name that thing again?
You're the one that came up with the name.
I know. It didn't take me long.
No.
It was still sort of a pause, like, what am I looking for? Oh, sorry, listeners. All 4 of you.
Right. Well, and I realized when I was shutting off the, I think I missed the first like 5 minutes of what we were talking about.
Oh.
when I said, when you said, who are you again?
Well, yeah, because with the shop closing, we don't really see each other that much either.
Right.
So, gotta figure that out still.
Even though we're only, like, what, 2 miles away?
Well, yeah, I mean, that one time when I forgot that I was supposed to be in a meeting at your house, or I think I...
No, I gave you the wrong date.
Yeah, so, you know, it was, like, some random Wednesday evening, and I hadn't even been home from work that long, and like, I'll be right there. I almost felt like I just sort of transported there. Like,
I know you're there fast.
I'm already there. But I didn't have to do much because I had just gotten home from work, you know, just a little while before. So I didn't like even, I don't think I had even gotten, well, I think I had changed into my casual around the house wear.
Right.
Just, you know, my work clothes or whatever. But that's pretty much all I had done. So I was like, sure thing, I'll just put my clothes back on and
right.
be right over.
We got more Amazon Echo Dots in our house.
Oh, yeah?
Because now Cindy and Riley have their own rooms, and they got smart bulbs, or they're getting smart bulbs in there.
Okay.
But, like, we need to have some sort of... Plus, Amy likes to be able to drop in on them and talk to them, because they don't listen when they're in their rooms.
Yeah.
And I found out, when you have multiples, you can tell her to change the volume of all of them at the same time. So you could say, like, Alexa, change your volume to 8 everywhere.
Oh, okay.
And as long as you make that everywhere group.
Sure. Like multiple, okay.
And then, boom, yeah. they all went. So this morning I was trying to figure out how to wake everybody up, and I was like, Alexa, change your volume to 10 everywhere and play wake up music everywhere. And so all of a sudden this like punchy music starts playing in all the rooms in the house. And then it's abruptly shut off. And I'm like, which one, Cindy or Riley? So I did it again. And then it abruptly shut off because he kept saying, Alexa, stop.
Yeah, I might need to get another one, and I'm trying to decide which one, because the one that I had in my room, which was just a regular Echo, I put in my office, because when I work at home now, every once in a while, I like it to be in there to play the music.
Right.
And, which of course I forgot totally the other day when I was working at home. I was like, oh yeah, I could have had my music on.
Right.
But yeah, so now I don't have one in my bedroom, so...
Well, they had a deal last week or the week before. They were back to $29.99.
Okay.
And then if you buy, what was it? Because we got one in the bedroom, one in Riley's room. So if you bought two, you get the third one 50% off or something like that. So we got three of them. And then we're going to try and get a regular Echo for the living room and then put that one in our craft room. So.
Right. Yeah, so I've been thinking about getting a spot for somewhere, but I don't know where I want that to be.
Right.
So, I don't know. And I haven't even been using them that much. I mean, I've been more using them as Bluetooth speakers than as for Alexa.
Oh, stuff, Amy's been asking weather and asking sports and...
Well, I kind of got out of the habit when I was on vacation, when I was out of town and when I was in Salt Lake, I kind of got out of the habits that I'm building with, like... playing trivia in the morning and stuff like that, because I couldn't get it to work. I took my dot with me.
Oh, right.
And I couldn't get it to work at my hotel with the Wi-Fi there. So I just kind of got out of the habit, and I tried to get back into it, and I just didn't. So I kind of keep forgetting about it. But I kind of want a spot in my bathroom, strategically placed, although I turned that off for drop-in.
Right.
But, or calls or whatever. But just because it has a screen, and so it might be nice to be able to see the use that as a clock, because right now I have a clock right in that's actually taking up more space than it needs to.
Exactly.
So that's kind of what I'm thinking for it there, and then the dot could go somewhere. But for my bedroom and my work office / craft room / whatever, I really want those rooms to have ones that have good sound quality.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Still trying to figure it out. Like, someday the craft room one, it might want another show.
Yeah.
So, I have to figure that out. I have to figure stuff out.
Maybe I want a show in the craft room, because then I could watch, like, Amazon Prime while I'm in there.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Right?
Although I am going to put a TV in there, I think.
Yeah.
So I can
I already do have a TV, so it's just... After I get the rooms rearranged, I have to figure out where all that's going to go.
Right.
I tell.
Well, then maybe I want a spot in there. Then I still have access to video calls and to the rest of the house or something.
Yeah.
Have you gotten an Apple Pod yet?
No, I haven't. And that's part of the thing, too, is like, well, maybe I would want that to be in a room, but since I have all these Alexas new...
Right.
Like,
and so far the Apple Pods don't do anything fancy yet.
Right. So, because that might be a really nice one for my office, craft room places.
Right.
That's where I would spend probably the most time.
I want their next Apple Pod to have holograms.
Holograms would be fun. I was just thinking it would be nice if it were like a show.
Yeah.
Where it would have a screen, like, you know, like maybe, a HomePod / Apple TV.
It should, like, it should have a projector inside of it.
Oh, well, that would be all right. I have another balls for that, but I still like the idea of, yeah, like, being its own Apple TV.
Right.
Like, built in. Yeah, it could be a projector versus a screen. I don't care, but...
I wouldn't mind having a mirror that can display stuff for me, you know?
All these boats on the road.
We got a flat tire on his trailer.
Mmm.
I guess that's what it looked like. It looked pretty low on that one side. There are a lot of boats on the road today, I suppose. Some people might be bringing them home for the winter.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Even though it's like 92 degrees outside.
I know. It's crazy. Like,
sometimes after Labor Day, people aren't going up to their cabins as much as... I don't know what that's like.
I don't either. Like, my wife would love to have a cabin, but, like, I don't want to go drive anywhere far on the weekend, you know?
Right.
Like, I love how Leslie has hers close by.
Yeah.
Like, they could even go up on a week evening, you know,
right,
and just be like, spend a couple hours there.
Yeah, I don't know. Every once in a while, my dad talks about having some thoughts about buying some property. And it would only be, like, Moose Lake-ish area, probably, which... is still not very far. I mean, that would be
right.
Totally
my sister-in-law lives in Moose Lake.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Offline lunching. I wonder if it's someone that my parents know. But sometimes I do kind of wish I had somewhere to kind of just go for the weekend,
right,
or whatever. But, well, stuff to do.
I'm also looking to make part of my craft room into hopefully like a little recording area. So I don't have to sit in a closet.
Right, right. That would probably be nice. So were you able to play WoW again yet?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, time is a different problem, but...
Right. yeah. So I don't know what was going on, but literally... So Courtney would come over and play Overwatch. And... halfway through it, my computer would just restart.
Just
completely restart.
Keep right onto I-694 West.
It wouldn't give her any warning, nothing. It would just restart. And so then but I was still able to play WoW. Then out of the blue, it would restart on me. But I could still log back in and then I'd play for a while again. Then it got to the point, like that night, literally, I'd log in, it would log me in, my character would show up on screen, I would take two steps, log me out. Or, I mean, restart completely.
Right.
Over and over and over again. I couldn't do anything in there. I was like, what the hell? So finally, I backed everything up, reinstalled my computer software, formatted the hard drive, reinstalled everything, put WoW in. First, I put it on a different drive. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to put it back on the regular solid state so that it's more stable. Because now they're magically... My solid state was full. Like, completely full. Like, I would have, like, 4 gigs left out of a 500-gig drive. And I just had software on there. I didn't keep my documents or anything. Well, once I formatted it, now I still have over, like, 250 free. And I'm like, what was taking up all that room? So, I put WoW back on there in Overwatch. But WoW was still restarting on me. So, finally, I was able to get in there long enough to change the settings and just bring them down. And now it's fine.
Oh.
So, something about having the settings up higher... was goofing it up.
Too late.
So I at least did get down to that where we were. I killed that guy. I don't know if you did that night.
No, I didn't.
Okay. And at least got to the next.
Okay. So I'll have to catch up.
Yeah. It was like one or two quests.
Okay.
And that was it. All
right.
Keep right.
I just didn't want him hanging out in the middle of the forest.
Well, and I don't think I went back to the inn either.
Okay.
So I'm sort of also
right there.
Just sort of, yeah.
Okay.
3.6 miles. Take exit 42A.
It didn't seem like a horrible place, but I wasn't even thinking about it. It's like, oh yeah, it's just so out of practice playing.
Right.
And then I tried to play my, what is she now? My newest one is a mage, I think. And I goofed something up, so I don't have my water elemental now. And so I have to reset my talent so that I can get that back.
I don't think you goofed anything. I think when they did the expansion, all their talents got reset.
Well, right. And then I picked one that I didn't realize.
Gotcha.
I misunderstood what it was saying.
Right.
So I picked one that took my water elemental away. And so
gotcha.
I need to just like pay whatever to get that one reset so that I can get... So I can choose a different one.
You just pick up some of those dust of whatever and... yeah. and you're good.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is, but so in any case, because I was like super close to 30, but I died twice trying to do something.
Right, right.
And so I'm like, I need my water elemental deck. I never died before. It was really depressing.
Trying to think what's going on. Oh, next weekend I have a benefit and an open house I have to go to. Although I was just going to say I could play it next weekend, but there goes that.
Yeah.
I got to do a crap ton of baking on Thursday and Friday.
It goes off. I can't do baking.
So
yeah, it's still too warm. Well, unless I would like my air conditioner to run 24/7.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I mean, mine's on all the time, but
right.
it doesn't run.
Right.
Like,
US 10 west
I mean, I can't even imagine what it would do if I turned the oven on, but it's already pushing it to try to keep it down to 76. Or 75, I think I would say 75. Because the thermostat is in an enclosed place, so it doesn't necessarily realize how warm it is in the rest of the house.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, it's kind of odd. It's... It's not enclosed and closed, but it's in the hallway where there are no windows or anything.
Right.
And so, and it's not anywhere near the kitchen, so it doesn't necessarily know that the kitchen is hot.
Right.
Just to know that I'm dying out here.
Well, now
or
that you
it's
have
freezing
Alexa,
in my bedroom.
Now that you have Alexa,
yeah,
I should give you my old SmartThings hub that's just sitting there. Mm-hmm. Because so I do have smart thermostat, which helps.
Yeah.
But then I have set door sensors, which come automatically with the smart things. They come automatically with temperature sensors in them.
Okay.
So, and I have those strategically throughout.
Then use the right two lanes to take exit 42A onto US 10 west towards Anoka.
I have those strategically throughout the house. And so I can have it instead, I can have smart things look at a different temperature guide. And then adjust the thermostat on that. Plus, I have a rule running that if the door is left open for more than...
Use the right two lanes to take exit 42A onto US 10 west towards Anoka.
For more than 3 minutes, it'll automatically shut off my air. Because people leave the door open all the time.
Right.
And then when it closes, it'll turn right back on. And then plus, it'll look...
Exit.
Between... It'll look between whatever temperature is and be like, okay, I'm turned you back on to whatever because you're below, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So, it's really nice. And I like being able to have my lights turn off at 10 because nobody else will shut them off. Like, it's bedtime. Boom.
Generally, all the people in my house pretty much are pretty good about that. Although, Guinness has now figured out, so with the bathroom faucet, that the handle can lift up with his head.
Right.
I have it strapped down with like a headband thingy and then a box over it. He has now figured out how to remove the box and that if he puts his head under the strap, he can push it up enough to get some water out. It won't stay on. But now I'm like, well, now he can take the box off.
1.7.
He's gonna figure out how to take the strap off.
Merge onto
West.
One of these days, I'm gonna come home to a flooded house.
Right. Well, see, if you had smart things, you could get a water sensor, so that at least it would let you know right away. Hey. Then you could get a smart valve, and once it detected a water valve, it would just shut the water off.
Yeah. I just need my cats to be less goofy about needing like. Faucet water.
Right.
I do give them fresh water.
Well, Courtney's cat, Scamp, has figured out that she can jump up on their fridge and pop the fridge open.
Fun.
So they'll come in the kitchen, the fridge door is wide open, and Scamp's on top. They're like, Scamp, what are you doing? And she's just looking at her like, nothing.
Yeah. That's a problem.
Yeah. And their other cat, Binks, the brother to the one that I have, he likes when
stay
they toss
the
things.
From the right.
He'll go and catch them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a couple times she's kind of like had to gently toss Scamp off of something, you know, like get down and, you know, put her onto the floor. But to him, she's being tossed.
Use
and he'll
keep right.
He'll whip his head and chase after her, jump on her, and they go, oh, it's just you. You're not a ball.
yes.
And my cat likes to bite my ankles and toes if I don't get out of bed to feed him. Yep. Or he goes and lays on Amy's face.
Oh.
Well. Keep right.
Yeah, generally I don't have trouble with that because of the open bowl thing. So yeah. I don't. As long as I feed them before I go to bed. I'm trying to get
it. He's still a kitten and they're adult cats. We have to.
Well, yeah, so yeah. That's part of why I don't have any other cats. I don't want to have to deal with
multiple food bowls and yeah. Separation.
It was hard enough when. I tried keeping Blazers and Guinnesses separate when Blazer was new, but it didn't really work out that well. And it turned out that they each liked each other's food better.
Yes. Megabyte realized that there's kitten fatty food
yeah.
In the bathroom.
Guinness put on some weight.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he thinned back out after they went on normal food, but...
Yeah, I think the kitten is now on... He still gets kitten soft food, because we have a bunch of that left.
Yeah.
And they get some of the kitten soft food, too, occasionally. A little bit of it. But now he's on the regular... cat food because he's already getting too big.
Yeah.
And then we got the Banfield plan for both him and Percy so that we can get them both fixed at least.
Yeah.
And get all their shots and everything updated. And then my son keeps bringing his crazy dog over. And he was going after after Jinx and the baby kitty. And at first we were a little worried because he'd like try to like put his head over the big cat's mouth or over his head. His mouth over the cat's head. God, I can really talk. But Jinx just, oh my God, they were playing like crazy yesterday. It was hilarious. Like Jinx would pounce on him and then immediately like to flip onto his back, he like turns his head first and lets his body follow and then flips over onto his back and like, I'm here, you know? So he would pounce on him and then do the flippy thing and it was hysterical. I'm like, what are you doing? I've never seen a cat do that. Like usually they just turn their body and go. No, his head has to go first so the body will follow.
My Cat from Hell.
Yes.
So new season just started, so and, I haven't watched yesterday's yet because I got up watching other stuff, but using it, taking advantage of my Netflix subscription.
Right.
Oh no, I don't want to.
I'm like, I'm not going home with you.
No. If I was going home, I would have got a different way. It's like. I can almost, it's like I've watched so many, I've watched every single episode, some of them more than once.
Right.
And it's like, I can sometimes predict what the cat's problem is.
You can either take the first turn lane here, or you can go to the festival one.
Oh, okay. So there's a place earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. Will it be obvious?
Yes, because it's the only, like, actual turn lane now.
Okay, all right. But it's like, I mean, I haven't been 100%, but it's like, the... Like, usually it's, you don't know how cats work, or...
Right.
Or your cat has an actual medical issue of some kind,
right.
And why didn't you take them to the vet?
Yes.
Like, honest to beat. Not that our people... Okay, stop. Okay. There was just this one where this cat was kind of, like, attacking their child. Well, the cat was trying to play with their child. It just feels like attack because cats have claws and teeth.
Right.
So... You need to learn how to play with your cat.
Right. Oh, well, our kitties, when the kids were younger, I have pictures of my cat, Tigger, basically, because we had one of those bouncy seats that they could lay in.
Uh-huh.
And so Dominic was just laying in that. He was like one, maybe. Yeah, this is very interesting. But we've got Tigger's, like, he's wrapped around the top of his head, taking a nap with him. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
So until next time. Which hopefully will only be a couple weeks. Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can find our show notes and other episodes on our website at superchunkypodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or other podcasting services.